Good morning. Did that very well. You're getting a lot better at that. Scripture today is from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
A man is trying to cross the street one afternoon when he steps off the curb and a car comes screaming around the corner and heads straight for him. The man begins to walk faster, trying to hurry across the street, but the car changes lanes and is still coming at him. So the guy turns around to go back, but the car changes lanes again and is still coming straight at him. By now the car is so close and the man is so scared, he just stops in the middle of the road. The driver rolls down the window. Lo and behold, it's not a man driving the car, it's not even a dog, it's a squirrel. And the squirrel says to the man, "See, crossing this street is not as easy as it looks, is it?" Sympathize next time you see a squirrel. It's not easy. No matter how fortunate any of us may feel in our lives, how well things are going, how virtuous we are, how often we attend the church, how much we give, how much we do, there comes a time when life just slams us in the face. We don't want it. We don't ask for it, not directly, but things happen. At such times, we do feel like a squirrel trying to cross the road in the car is coming and he can't get out of the way. Some of you have already been through hard times. Some of you are going to go through hard times. Good people and hard times are just a part of the reality of the life that we live in. In those times when we feel like a squirrel on a busy road and a car is coming, we need our faith to be so strong that we not only survive what is happening, but we come out of it victorious. St. Paul deals specifically with life's difficult situations in our scripture today from Romans that John so eloquently read. I want you to pay attention to the last part. Not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. That's the word I'm using today. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You have the Holy Spirit within you. So how can we possibly do that? Glory in our sufferings. I don't know many people that get something and say, "Oh, thank the Lord. I've got a migraine headache today, or I found out I have cancer. Oh, just thank you for that." We don't really do that. Sufferings are inconvenient. We spend our lives trying to avoid suffering. I mean, just watch a TV commercial, and half of them are about drugs to help this or that. And we try to, at least some of us try to eat better or exercise to have good health. Paul is saying that bad times should not destroy us, but they should make us stronger. He's not saying that this comes from God, that God is doing something to punish you, but he is there with you. One author compares a Christian response to suffering using the terms YAC, which is a football term, which means yards after contact. The best runners, whether they're in peewee or high school or college or the NFL, Arena League, whatever it is, when they get hit, the tackler will bounce off of them and they go for more yards. Maybe for a touchdown. Maybe that fourth down that they needed a yard and he gets 5 yards. The best runners make the most important yards after they have been hit. And that's what God means for his people to do. When we get hit by life circumstances, when something bad or hard is coming against us, we have to persevere. When life strikes us a blow, we keep moving forward. We don't say, well, I'm defeated, I stop now, it's all over. We keep on keeping on. Bad times should not destroy us, but bad times should make us stronger. And it may take a while. This is like lifting weights. You don't go into a weight room one day and pump some iron and go home and, ooh, my muscles are big. First of all, when you do it, if you haven't done it in a long time, you go home and the next morning you wake up and you say, oh man, I hurt, I can barely move. But you go back to the gym, you pick up those weights, and after a few days, that initial pain is over with. Times of adversity also make us wiser. They can help us take stock of our lives and make changes that propel us forward. St. Paul writes, suffering produces perseverance or endurance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. Sherwood Wood, in his book, Jesus, Man of Joy, has a very helpful section on the positive role that pain can play in our lives. He tells the story of a young boy growing up in a Christian home in Ohio. One day the boy leaves home and he goes to work on a boat in the river. And he's chopping wood. And the axe hits his foot, has to go to the hospital, he gets septic, he's got blood poisoning, and he becomes basically an invalid. During the long, painful months in bed, he resolves that upon recovery, he's going to get an education. He studies for the ministry, but then comes a teacher and then a school principal. During the Civil War, he joins the 42nd Ohio Volunteers, where he becomes a hero during the battle at Shiloh in Chickamauga, and he rises to the rank of Major General. After serving in Congress as a representative from Ohio and a U.S. Senator, James Abram Garfield, a boy who was once considered an invalid, was elected President of the United States of America. But what I want you to notice here, the change came to him when he was an invalid, when he was going through one of the most difficult times, at least of his young life, and he resolved to get better, to change the direction of his life, and to do something meaningful. There have been many people who have discovered that during times of pain and adversity, suffering marked a turning point in their life. A time of adversity or suffering should always be a time of emotional and spiritual growth. You'll often hear someone in NA or AA talk about this. They had to go through all this pain, all this suffering, and hit not near the bottom, but they had to hit the bottom before they resolved to change their life. If nothing else, going through a time of adversity will teach us that we can survive the difficult and hard situations. During World War I, sailors whose ship had been sunk in there on their life rafts, or they're just in there, maybe they were lucky enough to get in one of the little boats, but they're out there for days, sometimes weeks, sometimes months or more. And what can they do? So some of them start to die. The mystery was that the greater proportion of the sailors who died were not the older sailors, but were the younger sailors, who should, you would think, have more stamina, more strength, able to survive that kind of situation. But they did research on this, and they found out the reason was that the older men, some of them had been sunk before. They'd been through this situation. Or they had a friend who had been through the situation and shared that personal story with them. So they didn't fret, they didn't worry, they just hung on to life, believing that they would be saved. And once the Navy knew this vital fact, they decided that all the subsequent crews before they go out on the ship and into battle, and who have the possibility of being sunk in lifeboats, they told them and taught them that they would most likely be rescued. It may take a little time, but just hang on. And when they did that, survival rates begin to rise. That's hope. Knowing that you have been in difficult times before can increase the odds of you surviving what you're going through now. A Sunday class was asked the question, is your time of discouragement, what is your favorite scripture? A young man said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, from Psalm 23. A middle-aged woman said, God is my refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, from Psalm 46. Another woman said, in the world you shall have tribulations, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. That's from John. Then Mr. John in the class, 80-year-old individual, stood up and said with as much strength as he could muster, and it came to pass 85 times in the Bible. And the class started laughing. Thought, well, Mr. John is, I think he's losing it a little bit. And then the laughter died down. And he went on to say, at 30, I lost my job with a wife and 6 children to take care of and to feed. I didn't know how I was going to make it. At 40, my eldest son was killed during the war. It knocked me down. At 50, my house burned to the ground. Nothing was saved. At 60, my wife of 40 years got cancer. At 65, my wife died. The pain I went through in each of these situations was just unbelievable. And I wondered where God was, but each time I looked up in the Bible, one of those 85 verses that said, and it shall come to pass. And I felt that God was telling me that my pain and my circumstances were going to pass, and I would get through it. Then Mr. John said, and it came to pass. That's an important lesson, I think, to learn. We can endure more than we think. With God's help, we can survive. Of course, for some of us, the truth will not be real until we actually go through really difficult times. Then we'll know for certain that God's help, we can make it through terrible storms, and we'll be better people for it, because suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. Marilyn Abraham wrote a book titled, First We Quit Our Jobs, which she makes a very fascinating observation. She says that once she signed up for a hike along with a group of others and the ranger. The ranger told her a remarkable thing. He said, when a tree's life is threatened, and we don't think of trees being like that, but I saw on the news yesterday, they think now that trees sleep at night. When a tree's life is threatened, stressed by the elements of fire or drought or calamities that come against it, it literally twists underneath its bark to try to strengthen itself. On the surface, the new inner strength will not be visible usually, because the bark normally stays the same. It's only when the tree is cut down, fell, and then stripped of the bark that they see that it has been twisted, and they realize that this tree became stronger through the adversity that it went through. Even when life can sometimes hurt, we can embrace those hurts if we understand that God's not giving them to us, but God is allowing them in our lives so we can become a new creation, so we can become stronger, and then we get ready to live with Him in the kingdom of heaven forever and ever. There are some hurts that you and I experience for which we will never be able to find a good purpose. It's the only way I know to say it. But Scripture tells us, don't give up. In the world to come, our understanding and perspective will be opened up, and all of God's grace will be revealed to us and why these things happen to us. None of us really understand why God created a world and allowed suffering in it. And I'm not offering this message today as a full explanation of pain or hurt or hard times in life. I'm just simply making some suggestions as a possibility that is based upon the Scripture. Most of us know Romans 28 that says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Maybe we'll find out someday that in our struggles, God was seeking to do something wonderful in our lives to make us stronger so we could go forward. If you're going through hard times, I always like to suggest, pick up your Bibles. Read the Psalms. Read Proverbs. Read the New Testament. Even the Old Testament, you see what people went through, the struggles that they had in their lives. Let Scripture give you comfort and hope, along with the fellowship of the people of God. May God bless you. Amen.